This is Kennedy Classics with Dr. D. James Kennedy. Welcome to Kennedy Classics.
Thank you for joining us today. I'm Jerry Newcomb.
And I'm Jennifer Cassidy. They say that death and taxes are the only two inevitable things in life. Perhaps if you have a really good accountant, you could possibly escape most of the taxes. But unless Jesus comes soon, each of us will one day face death. But is it possible not to fear it?
One comedian once quipped, "I'm not afraid of dying, I just don't want to be there when it happens." The Bible says that through the fear of death, the evil one has held us in his grip. But as we begin this Easter month, we'll share great news about overcoming, yes, even death. And later we'll introduce you to an exciting new resource available exclusively through Truth in Action Ministries that will bring Easter to life for you.
And I'm John Sorensen, president of Evangelism Explosion International, and I'll be back later with an important resource for you.
We begin with a classic message from my father, the late D. James Kennedy, which deals with the inevitable destiny that lies before each of us. It's his classic message from 1988, provocatively titled, "How to Escape Your Coffin."
Our scripture lesson this morning is taken from the first chapter of the Revelation of Jesus Christ to St. John. We shall begin our reading with the 12th verse. May we give our careful attention to the inspired and infallible word of the living God. "And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death." And may God, by his Spirit, speak to our hearts this day through these his holy words. And may his name ever be praised. Amen. How to escape from your coffin. Now that certainly is a subject which should interest everyone. I remember reading about Edgar Bergen, the famous ventriloquist, and his sidekick, Charlie McCarthy. He was, of course, as are all ventriloquists, an inveterate practical joker. And one day he was in a little tiny town waiting for a train at the station, and four porters came up carrying a coffin. And they set it down on the platform waiting for the train, and they were standing by it. And he, after a while, sauntered over to the coffin and leaned over and knocked on the coffin. "Is everything all right in there?" And to the utter astonishment of the porters, the corpse inside seemed to answer, "Let me out, let me out, let me out." And the porters took to their heels like bolts of lightning, and last report had not stopped running yet. Well, I'm sure that those would be the sentiments exactly of everyone who found himself in a similar situation. But my friends, I would like to ask you, how are you going to escape from your coffin? Because death comes to each and all. There is nothing more certain, we are told, than death and taxes. Who told us that? Who was it that said that anyway? Well, it was Napoleon's sister. Just what you thought. That's what you were going to say, wasn't it? Her name was Elisa Bonaparte. She was dying. She was on her deathbed. The loved ones were gathered around in the great room, and they thought she had almost expired. And one of them said to another, "Ah, there is nothing more certain than death." And Elisa Bonaparte opened her eyes and said, "And taxes," and died. You knew those taxes were going to be the death of you, didn't you? And so her last words have become some of the most repeated words in history. Death comes to each and all, and therefore raises that question: how are you going to get out of your tomb? How will you escape from your coffin? Now, there are some who have taken varying approaches to this. There are some who simply ignore it, like the ostrich who sticks its head in the ground when attacked by a wild beast, hoping that because he can't see the beast can't see him. But my friends, inexorably it comes. Ineluctably it approaches. You can't simply ignore it. Sam Johnson, who gave us the first dictionary, said that most people spend all of their lives rushing from one new interest to another in a vain attempt to not think about their own mortality. Yes, many people simply try to ignore it. There are other people, of course, who have scoffed at it and have laughed at it. Others have faced it with resignation and despair. Scoffers have no answer for it. Philosophers have no answer to it. Socrates was once asked, "Will we live after death?" And he said, "I don't know. I hope so, but no one can know for sure." Socrates was a man of vast intellectual capacity. I only wish that he could be here today, and I might speak to him. And I'd say, "Sock, old boy, I want you to meet someone that knows for sure. I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. These things are written," saith the scripture, "that you may know that you have eternal life." Not guess or surmise or hope, but know. Even the skeptics have no answer. Consider Bertrand Russell, one of Britain's recent most famous philosophers. I saw just a few years ago in one of our bookstores locally a copy of his famous book, Why I Am Not a Christian, which is simply a rehash of some of the old trite arguments against Christianity. But in later years, Bertrand Russell, scholar and philosopher, wrote his autobiography. And in that he said, after discussing hedonism, "Let us eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die." He said this, quote, "Well, after all, there must be something to make life tolerable. Life is the shore of a vast ocean. We look out into the darkness and emptiness. We cry out, And sometimes a voice answers. But it is the voice of one who is drowning. And in a moment, the silence returns. Life to me, he said, is quite dreadful. Why I am not a Christian. What does he have to offer? A life which is dreadful, a life which is hopeless, and a life which is intolerable. This is what unbelief has to offer, my friends. But Jesus Christ says, I am he that liveth and was dead. But behold, I am alive forevermore. And because I live, you that trust in me shall live also. What he offers to us is life eternal and abundant. At my right hand there is joy forevermore. Joy and peace and love and life forever. This is what Christ offers to men. Death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy victory? Thanks be unto God who giveth us the victory. Do you know where the sting of death is? Well, let me tell you where it is. Death, like some huge bumblebee, sank its stinger into the very heart of Christ upon the cross and emptied into his veins all of the venomous poison of death. And death has lost its sting in Jesus Christ. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. Christ is God incarnate, the second person of the triune Godhead, the creator of the galaxies, incarnated for you and me in human flesh. And he came to take upon himself our sin, to take into his own body our transgressions and our guilt and all of the vileness of our own iniquity. And all of that came upon him, and the Father poured out his wrath for sin upon his own beloved Son, so that Jesus Christ could cry, it is finished, it is done, it is paid, it is enough. And the penalty for sin has been paid in Jesus Christ. And wonder of wonders, he offers to us eternal life freely. Did you understand that? Freely. Did you understand that? Freely. Heaven is free. The gift of God is eternal life, paid for by Jesus Christ, his Son, and offered graciously and gratuitously to all of those who will take him as Savior and Lord by faith. My friends, do you know the resurrection of Jesus Christ? I don't mean do you know about it, but do you know it personally and experientially? Have you experienced the resurrection power of Christ in your life? If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. We are born afresh from God. We become different people, and our hearts are filled with a new assurance and joy and peace. Have you experienced that new life in Christ? My friends, unless you have experienced the resurrection of your soul, you will never experience the resurrection of your body unto eternal paradise. Jesus Christ has the keys of death, and he has the key to heaven, but he also has the key to hell. And for some of you, when that coffin is opened, what will lie before you is the everlasting pit of punishment and doom. Jesus Christ must be Savior and Lord now, or he will not be Savior and Lord forever. Do you know him? Do you know assuredly that you know him and that you have eternal life? You can be sure if you will open your heart. Come to the cross of Christ, to him who has paid the debt, who has overcome the grave, who has opened the portals of paradise, and bow your knee before him. This one who is the King of the ages, the Lord of glory, and say, come, Lord Jesus Christ, come and live in my heart. I have grieved thee by 1,000 falls. My life is stained with iniquity and sin. I have done those things about which even I now blush, and I am grieved by my own sin. And yet I thank thee, Lord Jesus, that though thou art far more grieved than ever I could be, that thou hast taken my place upon the cruel tree, and there thou hast endured the agonizing penalty for sin. Come into my heart. Set up that cross in me. Cause me to know your resurrection power, and grant unto me right now the gift of eternal life. And then, my friend, you will know not only how to get out of your coffin, but how to get in to paradise. May we pray. Father, right now, may thy Spirit speak to waiting hearts. Lord, there are many here that know the joy of Jesus Christ, who know the wonder of his victory over death and the grave, who know the assurance of eternal life, who know the new and abundant life which only he can bring. But Lord, there are others here who are dead, even as they walk in the midst of men. Their hearts are still entombed and encased in stone. Pierce, we pray thee, O Christ, those hardened hearts. Split that adamantine rock that encases them, and set them free from sin and death, and grant unto them life everlasting, that they may say to thee, Lord Jesus, thou art my Savior and my Lord forevermore. Amen.
I hope you prayed that prayer with Dr. Kennedy and have sincerely accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you did, then I want to be the first to say, welcome to your new life in the family of God for now and for forever. To help you grow in your Christian life, we'd like to send you Beginning Again, a book written by Dr. Kennedy for that very purpose. In this book, you'll learn how to pray, how to study the Bible, how to share your faith, and much more. To receive your copy of Beginning Again, just write to our address or call our toll-free number. You can also access this resource and many others at our website, truthinaction.org. Please contact us today. God bless you.
In his death and resurrection, Jesus has overcome the grave. And if we're in Christ, we too will be raised from the dead. The difference between knowing Christ and not knowing him has eternal consequences. This is why it is so imperative that we as Christians let those we love and those around us know the good news of the gospel.
But do you know how to share that good news? Beginning in the 1960s, Dr. Kennedy taught and equipped Christians in how to share the gospel. He started Evangelism Explosion International, which continues to this day and has a presence in virtually every country on earth.
John Sorensen was my dad's hand-chosen successor to lead Evangelism Explosion. You see John here on the program each week sharing the gospel, and today we want to let you get to know him a little more. Like my father, John has a passion for training people just like you and me to share our faith and see real transformation in our world.
Do you know what will happen to you when you die?
I'm not 100% sure what I believe about what happens after death.
According to a recent survey, 22% of Americans ask themselves that question every single day.
I've always wanted to know where you go after you die. And if you take that survey and you expand it out to people who think about it once a week or once a month, it's well over 50% of Americans that think about death, about dying, about eternity, about what's going to happen to them every single month.
John Sorensen is the president and CEO of Evangelism Explosion International. He recently found out the truth of the statistic for himself when he and a pastor friend visited a Dallas restaurant.
Gal came up to wait on the table, and I said to her, "You know, I heard a really interesting statistic today, and I got to ask you a question. It said 1 in 5 people think about death every day." I said, "You're the first person I've talked to since I heard that. I got to ask you, do you think about death every day?" And she just began to weep, and she pulled up her sleeves, and her wrists were just destroyed. She said, "I've tried to kill myself on several occasions. This last time, about 3 months ago, I was in the hospital for a month. I've been out, and every day I've been wondering what's going to happen to me. And I've been praying to God, if there is a God, would you please send someone to tell me what's going to happen?"
Sorensen and his pastor friend had the joy of leading the young woman to Christ. But Sorensen asks, why doesn't this kind of thing happen more often?
We see people just as open, just as willing to have spiritual conversations as we've ever seen in the history of the ministry. What's different is that Christians are more unwilling to have those conversations.
Part of the hesitation may be that some Christians themselves are confused about the nature of salvation.
There is a generic idea across the world that says all roads lead to heaven.
In fact, according to a Pew Research study, a large majority of Americans, 75%, do believe that many religions can lead to eternal life.
There are really only two religions in all of the world. There's the do religion and the done religion.
Every religion except for Christianity is actually a do religion.
There's 5 million different do's that a person might try to get to heaven on their own. It's a bit like building a tower or climbing a ladder to get to God on your own. And the truth is, none of us can do that. The done religion says Jesus paid it all to him I owe. This is God coming to us.
And trying to get to heaven on our own through any religion, says Sorensen, brings no assurance of salvation.
And Jesus is the one who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me." This is something that Jesus said, and it certainly is the only method by which anyone can be saved.
And Sorensen knows this truth firsthand. As a successful advertising executive, he received many coveted awards, including 1 year the award for best radio spot in the United States.
One day I went back, and I found the award, this most important thing that I'd ever earned in advertising, like in the trash. And I'm thinking, isn't that true? That so many times people work for things that have no eternal significance whatsoever.
But coming to know Jesus Christ as his personal Savior changed everything.
Knowing for sure that I have eternal life has changed everything. You know, a kid from Council Bluffs, Iowa, being able to see people come to know Jesus in India and China and literally all over the world. I mean, who could have thought that?
We're privileged to have a chance to talk about Jesus.
And what's more, as head of EE, John and his team are training believers worldwide to share their faith confidently with those they meet.
That's what we do at Evangelism Explosion, is equip Christians, regular, ordinary lay people, to be actively out sharing Jesus.
You come back as an animal, as another person. I always wanted to know that.
I believe once you die, your energy gets released back into the universe.
Like I said, 1 in 5 of Americans are actively seeking someone to come and to share with them what's going to happen to them when they die. So what we desperately need today are Christians who are willing to go out and engage people and share the truth, the claims of Jesus Christ, with them.
Jesus has given us a great commission to take the good news to the world. John Sorensen and Evangelism Explosion International are doing that and training others to do it. At the very center of the good news that they preach is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, which we celebrate later this month during Good Friday and Easter Sunday. Those few days in Jerusalem are often known as the Passion of the Christ, which has been called the greatest drama of the ages.
The events of the Passion changed the entire world, and Dr. Kennedy helps bring this drama of the ages alive in a series of messages he preached that we've now put together in one package called Personalities in the Passion, Reliving the Greatest Drama in the History of the World. It's brand new, 7-DVD set, and it's available to you as our way of saying thank you for your generous donation of any amount toward the ongoing work of our ministry. Simply write to us at Box 6053, Albert Lea, Minnesota, 56007, or call toll-free 877-942-7677, or go online to truthinaction.org. In this classic series of messages, some of which have never been aired and are being made available here together for the very first time, Dr. Kennedy brings alive the characters of the Passion narrative, showing the events from the perspective of participants like Doubting Thomas, Longinus, whom church history holds to be the Roman soldier standing at the foot of the cross, and even Pontius Pilate and Judas. And we want to send you this compelling 7-DVD set, Personalities in the Passion, available exclusively through Truth in Action Ministries as our way of saying thank you for your generous donation. Again, simply write Box 6053, Albert Lea, Minnesota, 56007, or call toll-free 877-942-7677, or go online to truthinaction.org. Some of you may be able to donate $30. Others of you can donate $100, even $1,000. Please know that every dollar helps us to be able to transmit the truth of the gospel through television and internet and print and even radio soon to come.
These are some of the greatest messages my father ever preached. He loved putting them together and delivering them, and I love hearing them again. I know you'll want to make them part of your own resource library, so please, let us hear from you as soon as possible. May God bless you as you stand with us.
And may God bless America with a rediscovery of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
A video of today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. So please call, write, or log on to our website today. Next week on Kennedy Classics.
We're all born in sin, and therefore every one of us needs the cross to be redeemed.
Our society is desperately in need of the message of the cross.
That's next week. This has been a production of Truth in Action Ministries.